Thank you. Thank you. hearing him on the sensitive scale, on the sensitive apps. You talk to God.
Thank you.
as the morning spread upon the mountain. A great and strong. There have not ever been like them. There shall there be any more after them. Even to the ears of many generations. Many times there is darkness upon the earth. God will be crazy people. Because light is not appreciated of there is darkness. Wisdom is not appreciated of there is foolishness. Because there is darkness upon the earth now. Because there is darkness upon the earth now. The Lord is raising a great army. God is raising a great people. And he said a great people, a great army is rising. He said a fire before them. And behind them, a flame of fire. This mighty army is a people that come the morning generation. There is fire surrounding them. Why? Because I think there is fire that is illumination. The fire is going to consume the things that are not pure. And it's going to create light to the things that are talking. Why? There is darkness on the head. And the head is on the state of emergency. God is raising the mighty army.
Explain them is that they are a fireable generation. The way to explain their identity is that they are born. They didn't emerge because they were ghetto. They emerge because the earth is on the state of emergency. Men only emerge when there is emergency. Men only emerge. When there is emergency, because if you arrive too soon, you arrive too small. If you arrive too soon, you arrive too small. But because there is an emergency, men have to emerge. But the characteristics of this emerging man is that a fire be more before them. A fire. When you see them, you know why. You can't come around the territory of fire and not feel it. If fire is burning somewhere, the heat will be meeting you wherever you are. And fire has a smell. The army the Lord is raising for this same time, they are called a burning generation. A fire deep up before them. Behind them, a flame of fire. The way to describe them is that they're fire. You cannot mistake them. When you see them, you know, because there is a man of fire. Hallelujah. I only came to ask a question tonight. Are you part of this born generation? There is an emergency on the earth. Satan is having a free ride. Darkness is upon the earth. Gross darkness is upon the people. Will come. Faith in this new generation. I have sent men before now who disappointed me, but I'm sending men now who are coming on the strength of fire. Why? Fire does not wait for explanation. When a fire enters a building, it burns. It doesn't wait for dialogue. You have asked questions too much. God said the kind of men I'm going to raise in this end time, they don't ask questions. Anywhere they enter, for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested that he might destroy the works of darkness. They cannot tolerate darkness in eternity. Fire divorce the world. They cannot tolerate the evil works in eternity. Fire. Why is fire coming behind them? In case they leave. The fire that they must fire is burning. The fire is burning behind them. Because when they leave, when you try to quench fire, when you come, if you put your leg inside the ashes, what will happen? It will still burn you. If they enter a trench, if a man touch the bomb, the bomb will not be hot. A fire before them, flame of fire behind them. Number one characteristic of this human being is that they are the body generation. They carry fire. What do we see here again? He said, the land before them is dead. The land behind them is dead. You understand? Everywhere they enter, the land is trouble. Everywhere they take their grace from, the land is in trouble. If they enter your territory, the land becomes fruitful. You don't understand? Everybody has been failing a course. You enter the department. Because you enter, there is understanding. They say everybody is passing this semester. Don't worry, I came. The land before them is as Egypt. There is fruitfulness in Egypt. Everybody has been struggling before. You enter the family, things will change. Everyone has been coming. You enter the place, things will change. I was preaching yesterday. One of my sons, after a meeting like this, went to evangelism. I shared with him. He went to a shop where they said tires. And he said, I said Jesus. They said, go away. We are Jesus. We are tired. We never said so. He said, Jesus. He said, do you know your tire can finish today? He said, I beg. No? All these Christians, you know what they do? I don't. They sell this market. See nobody buy. As he was saying it, a jailer reversed. He said, do you have this tire? He said, yes, exactly. That's all we have. That they emptied the shop. It was there. They quickly they accepted Jesus. Excuse me. You are preaching without power. That's why you are saying story. The gospel without power is a poem. Instantly, they accepted Jesus. Anywhere they enter, is in there. That the miserably manage you. How? That you enter the guy's life. His life is better forever. Why? Angel you enter. Then the family has been in trouble before you came. That the guy miserably proposed. He's not getting saying I want to marry you. He miserably said I like you. There is something to learn. Why? Angel you enter. The best you don't understand angel. In the gathering of angels, four rivers were gathered already. Meaning, you came in with multiple streams of income. You enter the four rivers. Four rivers, that is God. Four rivers, champion, a champion. That is what came with you. That is what you came with. You enter every place, you came with again. Four rivers. You cannot exhaust it. That is what you can consciousness of identity. Why do you not know what you need to know in your relationship? Today you can manage to become a celebrity. No, you are. You are angel. Don't just walk carelessly. Walk with the consciousness. Anywhere I enter. Peter said, salt as I am. At what point do you say it? The garlic and your salt is not your fault. Do you know the problem of the devil? The problem of the devil is that everyone wants to think you have anything. But the devil who knows you know, let him fear. Can I share a story with you? It was in boarding school, sir. You know, we do seniority in boarding school. So, a guy was in GS3 for very short. So the school now admitted a boy, very young, into GS1. So that boy came to that our friend who was a senior. What's your name? You know, because of his stature. He said, my name is Zekuma, first brother. Because the junior saw everybody, sending somebody. Zekuma! So the guy went to the river, fresh water. Example, today you are my school son. You are fresh water for me. So every day the senior was fresh water for the junior. Because of stature. So one day, he was going to fresh water and he asked him, who sent you water? He said, Senior Winger. I can't remember just the term. Senior Winger, who? That big one. He's in GS1. He said, eh? Hey. He said, eh? Hey. Guess what? The guy has been a junior, but wasn't aware. He's standing. He just saw the pain and began to walk into his
head.
By the time Winger saw him, he knew something about him. He said, sorry. He has not said anything. He broke down. I come to announce to you, you are 18. The land before them is 18. The mightier me, they are 18 generation. If ever I please, there is prosper. Not my prayer, but my presence. Not before they are to bring, I enter the ministry. Excuse me. A fish don't go to swim into to learn how to swim. A dog don't go to bark in school to learn how to bark. A man don't go to run in school to learn how to walk. A man don't go to go to school to learn how to walk. Too fruitful to be fruitless.
Jesus! 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 Ah!
Peter sinned, God chased him and all his angels from heaven. So there is no evil in heaven. All of them were chased out of heaven. What does it mean in heaven? For God is good and his mercy is eternal. Escape them. It could mean that there is no opposition that carries capacity to run away. Nothing can escape. You have been terrorizing my family. Car, no going there. You cannot escape. For this reason, the Son of Man was manifest. That he might destroy. I am not a man. You are not a man. Hear me. If David escaped your father, it's your father escaping. If he escaped you, you will give it to him. You know, Abraham is a blessed man, right? But barrenness escaped Abraham. The wife of Isaac, was he barren or not? It was barren. Barrenness escaped Isaac. He's going to give up. Rebecca. Is it Rebecca or which one? Yes, Rachel. The same thing. As the blessing was going, barrenness was escaping them. But I saw a man who said he would not escape me. And Jabez was not going to be able to do it. And he said, oh Lord, it shall be. It shall be. Can you change my name? Can you change my name? Really? If Jabez didn't fight, it's not without. The call of a man is the result of a crying of a weak. Every call is the result of the crying of a people. But it's a tragedy. After your departure, the people that cry, they are still crying. Children of Israel cry, oh Lord, send us a Savior. And the Lord sent Moses. He said, I am every cry of my people. So God called me because of people crying. But guess what? Pharaoh didn't escape him. Pharaoh didn't escape him. Egyptian didn't escape him. The Egyptian you see today, but there was a man. His name is called Joshua. They gave him many land to cover. But at this point, he was old. God told him, and you are old, and there are many land to cover. All those Arab nations oppressing Israel today were because they escaped Joshua. They escaped Joshua. All those Palestine, Jordan, Iraq, Iran, oppressing Israel today, they escaped Joshua. Do you ever hear that Egypt is fighting Israel? They will remember Red Sea. They don't go there. For one nonsense Iran, one nonsense Palestine, one nonsense Iraq, why? They escape Joshua. Hear me? If they escape you, you may not be alive to witness it, for your children will suffer the escape. Not shall escape them. You are going to build an army. All the battles in my father's house. No more escape, you are gone. No more escape, today is your obituary. Can you find out this answer? 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 Thank you. killed Saul. So David fought. But David said, no battle we escape. By the time he was dying, he told Solomon, there is no battle to fight. I have finished. So Solomon came to enjoy. If you don't fight and you escape, your children will endure when you enjoy. Can someone say no?
God's presence is strong.
How? You are cheating these people, but we will go. I don't know whether you are here, you want to say, Jesus, I want to give my life to you, I want to rededicate my life to you, or you are struggling one sin or the other, and you need the help of Jesus. Just lift up your hand, you are to whatever you are, just lift up your hand, you want to give a life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, or you need freedom from a particular sin or the other, and you are struggling with, just lift up your hand wherever you are. Let me pray with you. Okay. Say, I'm asking Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I confess you as the Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary, and your blood was shed for the remission of my sin. I receive grace to stay with you forever. I receive grace to be consistent with you. I confess you as my Lord. Come to my heart, faith and prayer, just as you are Lord. And this is my life in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you have been touched by God tonight? All the good things, no escape. All the battles, no escape. And that will be your experience. Tomorrow we will be doing impartial service, imparting you with fresh fire. Ask your friends to come around tomorrow morning, and it's going to be super awesome in God's presence. Spread out your hands as you go to life. I release upon you tonight angelic blessing, angelic encounter, supernatural manifestation of God's glory and God's